praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This series we're teaching on is called Proactive Healing. I will teach you how to walk in divine health in this series, show you how to walk with God so you won't have to have any sickness and any disease. Now, there will be a number at the end of the program and a website where you can contact us and you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they're all free and postpaid. Praise the Lord Jesus.
I said, well, a friend of mine called me the other day and said he was having tremendous problems with a companion in his business. They're partners, and he has just found out this companion has stole so much equipment from him and over $20,000 in the last year, and now then they're just doing all kinds of devastating things. And he said, when he called me, I said, this person professes to be a Christian. The one that's stealing, the one that's doing all the things bad. And I told him, I said, well, son, open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, and I'm going to show you what we're going to do. And so he opened his Bible there. I said, now then, you and I are in the Spirit. We're going to catch ourselves up in the Spirit, and I'm going to turn this person over to Satan for destruction of the flesh, so that the soul may be saved in the day of judgment. He said, Thurman, I never read that before. I said, open your Bible and read it. And he opened and read it. And when I said that to that president of the union, he said, Thurman, there is no such thing in the Bible. I said, let me hand you this one, and you read it for yourself and see what it says in 1 Corinthians 5. And he read that, and he said, my goodness, that's awesome. I said, let me tell you another thing. I've got a couple of men that work for me that's living in adulterous lifestyles, and one of them professes to be a Christian. I went to him the other day and told him, son, you must stop what you're doing. Evidently, we don't believe what James chapter 5, the last few verses, verses 18, 19, and 20. I think it's verse 20 where he really lays it out. He says, if you know of a brother that's sinning, and you go to him, and you convert him and he change, you will have saved your brother from death. That's awesome, isn't it? How many people do we know that's in the church that's sinning, that's doing everything, and we don't say nothing? Oh, well, that's not my business. The Lord told me not to judge. That's not what he told you at all. He told you as a born-again Christian, you are to judge the believers, not the world. So if the world's out there living in sin, you don't go out there to Susie and say, Susie, I know you don't know Jesus, but you're sinning. You're living with this man out of wedlock, and you need to stop it. She ain't going to hear you. She ain't going to listen to you. But you can pray and take authority over her, over the devil that's over her, and then go over there and talk to her about Jesus, and her eyes will be opened, and you can win her into the kingdom of God. And when she comes into the kingdom of God, if she'll read the Word, she'll find out what Jesus said, and she'll do like one of the men. When I first came out there 5.5 years ago, there was one of the men that was there that also was divorced. He was living with a woman out of wedlock. He was a Catholic. He knew virtually nothing about the Word of God. So I just loved him, and I showed him things, and I'd quote scriptures to him. And in the evening, I'd say, you go home tonight. Here's a piece of paper. Go home and read these few verses. And it wasn't long. This man came to me, and he said, Thurman, guess what we done this last weekend? I said, what? He said, we went and got married. I said, oh, you did? He said, yes. He said, I read in the Word where it says Jesus didn't like adultery. So he said, I didn't want to sin against my Lord. I didn't know it was a sin. So he said, I confessed that as sin to the Lord, and I went and married this girl. So now they're married. Isn't that amazing? Now what if you don't know these things? You live in sin, and you give the devil legal right to you. So anyway, if you will do what the Lord says, you'll come against the enemy, and great things will begin to happen. See, what I'm doing, I'm teaching these people how to live a proactive life. Because if I don't tell this man that's living in sin, and he continues as a Christian to live in sin, I'm going to tell you, in fact, in your Bible, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, there is an awesome statement. In fact, I was asked just a few months ago to come to the hospice house in Burleson to pray over a little 25 or 6 or 7 year old woman. When her aunt called me and said, will you come down and pray for her? I said, what's wrong with her? She said, she has terminal cancer. They've already sent her to the hospice house. I said, yes, ma'am, I'll meet you down at 7 o'clock. So at 7 o'clock, I showed up down there, and she drove in just about the same time I did. And we went in, and here's this little 25, 26, 27-year-old lady sitting there on her deathbed. I met the gentleman standing there with her. It was her dad. I said, "Young lady, are you a born-again Christian?" She could just barely speak. She said, "Yes." I said, "You're sure you're washed in the blood of Jesus?" "Yes." I said, "Did you go to church?" "Some." I said, "So you didn't tithe then, did you?" She said, "No, I didn't tithe." I said, "That'll put you under a curse." But I said, "Do you have any children?" She said, "I have two, a 7-year-old son and a 5-year-old son." I said, "So where is your husband?" "I don't have a husband." I said, "When were you divorced?" "I have never been married." I said, "So you've lived in sin for the last 8 or 10 years. What was it as a born-again Christian you did not understand about what Paul wrote for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 when he said, if you commit sexual immorality and you defile your temple, which is your body, I will destroy your body." She said, "I didn't know that." I said, "That's what's wrong with us, young lady. Most people don't know it because they don't read your book." Well, I said, "It's clearly written in there." Do you think the people today in the church that are living in sexual immorality, if they knew that God said in His Word in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and if you defile your temple with sexual immorality, I will destroy your temple, do you think they'd continue to do it? I mean, if they're smart at all, they wouldn't, would they? Not unless you want to die early. Now, I guess if you want to die and you don't care, I guess you just go ahead and do what the flesh says. But personally, I want to live a long, good life. I don't want to live in torment and sickness and disease. I want to live free. Well, I've come to realize when the King told me I got to do everything His Word says for it to work, I got to do everything He said. Not part of it, all of it. I got to do it all. So, this little girl could not confess her sins. I told her, I said, "Young lady, we serve an awesome God. He will forgive you, but," I said, "you'll have to make Him a promise. You'll have to tell Him, Lord, I'm sorry that I abused my body with all this sexual immorality and produced 2 children out of wedlock, but Lord, if You will forgive me, I will promise You I will never do it again." And that little girl could not make God that promise. I don't know whether she is too weak. I don't know whether the devil had too much of a bind on her or whatever. And just about 3 days later, that little girl went wherever she is today. I don't know where she's at, but she died physically. I've seen many times when people would confess their sins and they'd be healed. But I've seen times when they can't, but they die. See, there's a requirement to walking in health. When we sin, we give place to the devil. And Satan comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. And look at what the Lord's saying here. And the Lord, in verse 11, "And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of the ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee His good treasure, the heaven to give you rain unto your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt borrow from none." Boy, how many of you like to live in that realm, huh? That's pretty good. But it works. "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them, but you must walk right straight down the middle and put no other gods before me," he says. Now then, how many people today that are in the church, they come to church every Sunday, Or, like this one gentleman, I got tickled that we got a new HR man, and I thought, well, I'm going to train another one. Because I guarantee every time we get a new HR person, they're steeped in the ways of the world. So we get back there the other day, and he's looking over a situation with me, and while we're back there in the back of the building talking about something, I'd say this young man's 30, somewhere in that neighborhood, fresh out of college, a few 4 or 5 years in the industry. I said, by the way, son, are you a born-again Christian? He said, yes, sir, I am. I said, well, then where do you go to church? He said, well, I'm a Baptist. I said, well, which Baptist church you go to? He said, well, I don't go. I said, oh, you're a rebel, son, then, are you? He said, well, what do you mean a rebel? I said, if you don't do what God says, you're a rebel. I said, you can be a rebel. I said, but you won't live too long. And the devil will come by your house, and he'll knock your feet out from under you one day. You'll get cancer, or you'll get something. I guarantee it. Because you're putting other gods before the king, and he's a jealous God. He said, I never heard anybody say that. I said, well, you haven't read the word, have you? Well, he said, let's talk about business. I said, okay. So we get through talking about business. We're walking up the corridor. We get close up there to the front. And he said, let me give you some coaching. I said, okay. He said, you know, you need to stop talking to people like you talk to them because, said, you offend some people. I said, son, look at me straight in the eye. I speak the word of God to you, and if it offends you, I plan for it to offend you. I said, if you're a son of God, you need to be in church. I said, if you're not a son of God, you're going to die and go to hell anyway. I said, another thing, too, if you don't go to church, you don't worship and praise the king in church, you sure ain't going to enjoy being in heaven, because we're going to worship and praise the king all the time in heaven. So I said, you might as well just go ahead to hell anyway. I mean, we might as well be blunt about it, right? Let them think about it. So anyway, we walked off, and before we walked off, I told him, son, I said, let me give you some coaching now. I said, don't you ever try to stop me and give me coaching about the Lord. If you don't know anything any more than the Word of God and you do, I said, don't you ever coach me about Jesus, because I'm so far ahead of you. I said, don't you ever give me no coaching about the Lord until you start serving Him, become obedient to Him, and you start seeing the miracles of God flow through your life, then I will listen to your coaching. But until that time, I am not going to listen to your coaching.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching. We'll start again tomorrow right there at the very same place. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed this teaching on proactive healing. If you would like this teaching in its entirety, if you will give us a phone call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web, www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order this information free and postpaid in its entirety, in its entire teaching. Or you can go to the website and you can listen to each one of these individual programs over every day. Praise the Lord Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Praise His holy name.